Good morning. Baba's Murali today covers the subject of faith and four aspects of faith: the self, God, family and Rama. And at one point Avyakt Bhaktada had also said that these four aspects of faith are like the four sides of the lift, and when all four sides of the lift are closed, are perfect, then the lift can move. If the lift isn't closed on all four sides, the lift can't move. And so in terms of faith and how it is we're able to fly up in Sangam Yuga, you can see how these four aspects of faith are all of them equally important. And if one of those aspects is missing, then the soul gets stuck, not able to move, and certainly not able to reach the destination of the higher stage that Baba is offering us. And we've always heard the word faith in the context of God, and usually people say that that which you cannot see but you believe in is faith, not visible. And so I'm very surprised that then they take up human forms and say, well, you have to have faith in those. But of course Baba has told us that none of that is valid, that it's the incorporeal who you cannot see with these eyes, and yet you have faith. And Baba's used three words today: Janna, Manna, Chalna. They rhyme in Hindi. So to know, to accept, and then to follow. And Baba's used this especially in the context of the soul, because you hear about faith in God all the time, but it's only Baba who says, have the faith that you are a soul. I don't think this expression comes anywhere else. They speak of soul, but they don't define it, that's one thing. But also they don't use this term, have the faith that you are a soul. And so it's quite a big difference. And so first is to know that I'm a soul and to know God. And then the second is to accept that this truly is who I am. And again, with God also, to accept that this is the Supreme Being, and just to reflect on even that title, Supreme Being, Supreme Soul, and you begin to get an idea of the greatness of God, the Supreme amongst all. So I accept that also, and then to follow it through in terms of practice. And so the practice of soul consciousness, the practice of all relationships with one. So these three things, step by step by step, we can see how far we've been able to move on that journey for ourselves, and accordingly then to see how it works in our life. And a very interesting thing Baba has said: faith leads to victory. It's remembered in the Gita, and Baba has often spoken about it in Sakar and Avyakt Muralis. But Baba's asking us to check ourselves, because everybody will say, I have faith. But to what extent am I experiencing victory? And at one point, Daddy had defined success and victory, because both words come up. And success, she had said, related to everything external, in terms of service and whatever it is I get engaged in. And if I see the success of that, wonderful. And if I'm not seeing the success of that, then I have to find out what the reasons are. And there'll always be a reason. Baba's knowledge makes you realize that drama is so perfect that nothing ever never happens without a reason. So there have to, if there isn't success, there has to be a reason. Let me find out why. There must be something that's not quite right within my method. I haven't got the formula correct, and so things aren't working out as I would like them to. And then victory. Baba said, check your quality of faith or your percentage of faith in terms of your victory. And so what is that? And victory is all the things that are going on inside of me. And so to what extent do I have victory over negativity? To what extent do I have victory over waste? Now you can begin to see how faith is really, really judged by, I can judge my own faith by this. I say I have faith that this is God, and why isn't Baba helping me? Now, do those sentences match together? Baba is my father, even a Lokic father. If I phone him and say, I need help, he's instantly going to do whatever it is that's needed. And Baba's not just the father, he's a supreme father. So I don't even have to make a phone call. But I just have to invoke Baba. Just use the word Baba, it's a magic word. I just have to think of Baba. And in whatever way the help is needed, it's going to happen. And so I don't need to ask. Baba sees. I just have to invoke so that Baba becomes present with me. And I don't feel alone, but I feel the power of God with me. So I've just mentioned the negativity or the waste. But in any situation, if, for example, here are two people working together and one of them gets a little bit intolerant and a little bit impatient and the other one very quietly just leaves, but where is the victory? Where is the defeat? Surely if I have become intolerant and impatient, is that victory or defeat? And so, because somebody else quietly left, and now it's my own kingdom, and I can do what I want to do, and I think, okay, that's fine, I can get on with it now. But no, I have actually experienced a defeat, because I did not allow the power of tolerance to stay with me. And maybe it wasn't even such a big deal in terms of tolerance. Sometimes people have to tolerate a huge amount. And this was just a little thing. But even in a little thing, I couldn't tolerate and I reacted. So my old sanskars had victory over me. And so can I keep checking through the day? At what point of time is it that I move away from Srimad? That is my defeat. And at what point of time, little things like tolerating a certain person's nature, like tolerating a little bit of challenge in terms of comfort or discomfort, now, or my likes or my dislikes, can I keep experimenting and keep checking? Am I tolerant? Now, think of all the other powers. It's not just one, but every single one of those powers. To what extent am I actually using what Baba has given me? And if I say, I don't have this, so what can I do about it? Well, who am I complaining to? I need to know that the powers are there, available for me. I have to connect, and all those powers will come to serve me. Baba uses this lovely expression usually, not today, but very often. Baba hasn't gone into the detail of victory and defeat, but Baba has just asked us to check, when am I having victory and when am I experiencing defeat? And that will tell me how far I've moved in terms of my faith. And faith isn't static. Faith can grow and develop. This is why we're all still here. When we came to Baba, what was the quality of our faith then? And having gone through whatever it is life's experiences have put in front of us, and today we're still here, still coming early in the morning on a Sunday when most people are wanting a lie-in, and yet you got ready and drove however kilometers you drove to get here, or came by 2 buses, 3 buses. Some people come by 2, 3 buses in the mornings. And so, victory and defeat, my faith. But my faith can increase. The more I experience victory, the more my faith in Baba grows. And the less I experience victory, not only is it a question of my faith in Baba, but there's also another subject, and that is my faith in myself. And so every time, in little things through the day, and the challenge of this particular examination is that it's ongoing, it's all day. At least when you go to school or university, even if it's a test that comes every week, well, you know that it's every week, and that's going to be added up at the end. Or if there's a big exam that's coming after a year, again, you know it's coming and you prepare. But in this case, when Baba says you have to be ever ready, it's a reality. I don't know at what time the test is going to come. This is why Amrit Vela is so important, to fill the soul with Baba's power and to use that power at all times through the day. And when Baba says the test is 1 second, the examination takes just 1 moment. And Baba's not talking about just at the end. Yes, at the end, am I in Baba's remembrance or are my attachments pulling me? Am I remembering this one, that one, and the other one? Or is it really just Baba? And I can say to Baba, I'm ready to come, I'm ready to stay, whatever it is you wish me to do, I'm ready. And maybe, yes, Baba's going to touch you and take you to a place of safety. And yes, maybe Baba's going to say, this is the time to leave the old body and become the angel and fly. I don't know, but am I ready, ever ready? But also, through the passage of any one day, you've parked your car outside. It's Sunday, you can do that. And you finish class and you've heard about everything that Baba's saying, faith in everything, and you go out and you see that somehow the tire's got punctured, or maybe there's a little scratch, a little dent. Who knows, anything can happen now. What's my stage then? Am I still able to say, it's okay, it's only the car, it's not the soul, and definitely it's not the body, I wasn't sitting in the car, but has the soul been scratched? Am I so upset by this that all the gyan gets lost? Anything can happen any moment to test me. This is the challenge of this particular examination and why I have to be ever ready. And so my victory is going to give me faith. Yes, today I've been able to pass this test. Tomorrow a bigger test will come. I'll be able to manage. And yet, if in little things, maybe it's not an explosion outside. Maybe it's an explosion inside. Oh, why? Okay, that's also fine. At least I now know where I'm at. No illusions. If I can see what the signals are telling me, or what Baba's Murali is telling me, I know. I know what more I need to do. And so I found them really beautiful, powerful, fascinating, a And as usual, the thought that, you know, if we just had this one Murli, just this one Murli, you could become complete and perfect if you just follow the things that Baba's saying today. But that happens every Sunday, right? Because all the things of Gyan that Baba's been teaching us, then the practical impact of that in terms of the quality of my yoga, the quality of my dharana, those are the two subjects that Baba takes up in the Avyakt Murli. And so truly, the Avyakt Murli is a mirror to see myself, if that's what I choose. But those three steps, to know, to accept, and then to follow. And if I'm here for transformation, when I came to Baba, I didn't know I was coming for transformation. I was coming to understand, because I was so curious about what the Brahma Kumaris teach. And so the more I understood, the more I realized that my understanding then means practical transformation. Otherwise, I haven't really understood. And so it's the end of the season in Baba's Murli. We've been hearing the 92 Murlis. So it's the end of the season, and Baba's given us homework. And so lots of beautiful things that you'll see in the Murli. You'll pick up all the treasures, I'm sure. But we have three wonderful souls who are here in London for a short time. And they said hello to the morning class, but I'd like them to meet the Sunday class also.